Sunday night, Tes Adar Aleph. We learned the first two prakim of the Shmaitza. Now, there's a lot of Sfarim written on Shmaitza. We talked already really much more than I had planned to. I see it's not gonna go the way I originally planned, sort of learn it Pekiyustik and then go back. It's not really not gonna go. But still, I want to go back now and see what others have said, even though there's so many others and we can't go through any Sfarim. So I decided we'll be mitzamtzem ourselves, I'll be mitzamtzem myself to Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan wrote a lot on, he wrote on the Shmaitza. This Sefer on the Shmaitza is pretty good, brings down Maram Akaimus from the later Achronim, from Zalman, wrote a Sefer on Shmaitza. So he brings down Rabbi Chanan, so I figure we'll do the Rabbi Chanan's. Whether it's Rabbi Chanan Vassman or Kaivit Shurim, then we'll stop. So the Kaivit Shurim Chelek Beis, if you want to look in, you could look in Chelek Beis, Simon Mem Hei, is his first piece. Simon Mem Hei, you'll see, is called He'oros L'Sefer Shef Shmaitza. Actually, he wrote a Sefer on the Shef Shmaitza called Kaivit's Biurim. He then expanded the He'oros on Shmaitza into a Sefer on Shmaitza. This is Rabbi Chanan Vassman, called Kovitz Biurim, which is printed in the Kovitz Shiurim Chelek Beis, which the shul happens to have two copies of. So we're going to first learn here in Simon Mem Hei. He has here Os Yud Zion. He's talking about the question. According to the Rambam, why do you need a, it's on page Ayin Gimel Amar Aleph. If you're looking in, it's Ayin Gimel Amar Aleph. And it's in the left-hand column of Daf Ayin Gimel. The last paragraph on the page. And he's referring to the question on the Rambam. Rabbi Chanan Zatzal is referring to the question on the Rambam, why do you need after he introduces the Machlekes Rambam and the other Rishonim, about a subject that arises l'chumra l'kula mid'oraisa, and he goes through the pre-chadish's, basic three questions, and he answers them. But then he really tells zechup the shmaitza. If you remember, focuses on the question of why do you need a pasuk that suffik mamzer is mutter if all suffik deraisas l'kula, and he brings down the pneishuah's teretz and the pre-chadish's teretz and the maritz teretz. Rabbi Chanan says here, "Ubikar Akushya, L'das Rambam, the Lomali Kro, Lahat the Sufik Mamzer, Yeshlomar." Rabbi Chanan suggests, "Lefi Mashikosav." He wants to say his own terrors. Lefi Mashikosav Toisus Perakamad Bavakama Daf Yud Aleph. Loi Mahani Svek Svek Lahatir. Svek Svek is usually matir something. Svek Svek means it's a double Sufik. Maybe it's the piece of, you have a piece of meat that's a suffix if it was shechted properly a lot. So, but it got mixed up into another piece of meat. Just trying to think of a quick svek sveker. Maybe it's the kosher meat, or maybe it's the meat that maybe is an avela. And even if it's a piece of meat, then maybe it's an avela, but maybe it's not an avela. It's called a svek sveker, a double suffix. And when we have a double suffix, we go the kula, according to everybody. But do you want to say this is us, or... But there's so many possibilities that it's mutter. Maybe this. And even if that, maybe this. It's called a double suffix or svek sveker. So Tosfos in Bava Kamma says, Rabbi Chanan brings down, that svek sveker is not mutter. Okay, this is not really so nogeya us. Rabbi Chanan just brings it down as a comparison. Svek sveker is not mutter atarta desasre. I can't think of a case right now. Sorry. It's not matter when it would come out like a mamonavshach. It doesn't make sense. Let's see what he compares it to.
Even with a double suffix, is he saying that it's still a case of suffix to begin with as far as halakha is concerned? Or?
You know what? If you want to get above a comma, I'll look up and tell you something. It really is not kedai. His comparison in the suffix mamzer, im natiro mi suffix, if you just say, this is like the marit, if you just say the regular good old suffix deraisa l'kula, then you would have to say No, he's talking theoretically. You would have to say he's mutter to marry a Bas Yisrael. Right? Right, he's mutter to marry a Bas Yisrael. That's what you're saying. Safik Mams is mutter to marry a Bas Yisrael. And he would be mutter to marry a Mamzeris. I don't know why. Why does he say that? Oh, because maybe he's a Mamzer. But, right? But so he would be mutter to marry both. But it would come out, you would go lakula, and they would be self-contradictory. In other words, Safik Mamzer mutter, if just left to its own devices, would have to result in an inherent, I don't know if the right word is contradiction, an inherent logical inconsistency. If he would want to marry a Bas Yisrael, you'd say, okay, it's mutter. If he would want to marry a Mamzer, you'd say, okay, it's mutter.
But once he does one of them, it should theoretically invalidate.
But he's talking even theoretically. We can't have a din that results in a logical impossibility. Now, I don't know why that's true. We have it by Safek Tahar, Safek Tumah B'Rishus HaRabim, Safek O Tahar, right? So you have two paths, and there's Tumah in one of the paths, right? And it's in Rishus HaRabim. So Rishus HaRabim. So we say Safek Tumah B'Rishus HaRabim is Tahar. So we know that that's going to be matir, and so if someone walks down one path, we're going to say he's tahar. And when someone walks down, a different person walks down the other path, we're going to say he's tahar. Now that's a logical impossibility, but yet we're going to say it. So I don't understand why Rabbi Chanan assumes have a kashya on Rabbi Chanan. Okay.
We all say
Svek Svek. Not Svek. He was just bringing down the Svek Svek Inyan as a concept, where Tosfos says you don't say Svek Sveka if it'll result in a logical impossibility. He's not talking about Svek Sveka here. He's saying just like Tosfos says by Svek Sveka that you don't say it if kach v'kach, if it ends up with a tarte de sasre, if it ends up with something that's logically untenable. So here also Safik Mamzer Mutter without a pasuk would have you end up saying something that's logically untenable. It would have you saying that he can marry a Mamzer and he can marry a Bas Yisrael, but Monoshach, he's either that or that. So therefore, without a pasuk, you couldn't say Safik Mamzer Mutter. Now I don't know why. Okay, I'm arguing. I don't know if Mukhaira have a raya that, you know, it's not so true. Okay, let's go weiter. Okay, that's what he said. Now, really, I think that's just a fancy way of saying the Marit. That's the Marit. That's the Marit. The Marit, that's the Marit. That he can marry both, even though there's a Monavshach. I don't know what the Bukhanov, the Machadish here, the Shmaitzer, he's on the Marit. Okay, he says it as a theory. In other words, you can't say the halakha because it would result in that. So the Marit says it, you can marry both women. Okay, let's go back to. And even Shom Hevi Dibya Marit, a different part of the Marit though. We're going back to now, paragraph Yud Ches, on the Ayin Dalet. Right, page Ayin Dalet, paragraph Yud Ches. Shom Hevi Dibya Marit, the Shev Shemaitse Grizana Marit, Shekosav, the Machlaikas Tanoim about Oshem Tolui. If to bring an Oshem Tolui, you need Ikba Yisura or not, if it's only a case where there's two pieces and you know one is osur and you eat one and you don't know which one you ate, that's ikba yisura. So the Marit says that is their machlokes. If you need chaticha achas mishtei chatichos, one out of two, or it's enough if you just have one that's a safek, they are arguing this machlokes of if safek derises lekulo or not. In other words, the Marit says that the mandiyomer that holds that you bring an Oshem Tolui to even Chaticha Achas, you don't need one out of two, but even if you just have one that you have a Sufik about, so he says, that man the Yomer has to hold something to Reis Al-Khumra, or else how could it be that you have to bring an Oshem Tolui? If it's Mutter to eat, if he would come ask us, we would tell him you're allowed to eat it, So it can't be, you can bring an Ashram Tali. That's what the Marit says. The reason the Marit says this, the Torah is Kushas Rashba. Ala Rambam, the Rashba is on the Rambam. Mandi Omar, from the Mandi Omar, the Loi Be'inon, Chaticha Mishtei Chaticha, the Rashba actually asks for a question. According to the Mandi Omar, that you bring an Ashram Tali. Even if you just have one piece of meat in front of you that you're Masupik about, if it's Chela Vuna, and you eat it inadvertently, because that's always what we're talking about. You have to bring an Ashram Tali, Frek the Rashba and the Rambam. But it's mutter. How can you bring an Ashram Tali? So the Marit has to make, that's goof for the Machlokes. The Marit does some fancy footwork and says that's goof for the Machlokes. In the Gemara, the Machlokes, whether or not you need Chaticha Mishtei Chatichos, is the Machlokes about if Sofik Yerayis or Lechumra or not. Demlokin Ashram Tali, Lombuhuba, Valkan Tirit from Marit, the Bezeg Gufu, the Pligi, that's exactly the Machlokes. It's not enough. Why? The chivin the alkoponim lamandi yomar loy beinon chaticha mishtei chatuchos muchrach loy med the sofik osum in atoyron. Okay, Rabbi Chanan is a minimalist. You know what a minimalist means? He says, listen. According to the Mandi Yomar, you have to bring an Ashram Talui. If it's just one Chaticha, you have to say Sofik D'Raisa L'Chumra. No way out. So, what gives you the right to go to the other extreme? This is a logical question. It's good to hear such questions. And what gives you the right to just jump and say that the other Mandi Yomar holds like the Rambam, that Sofik is Mutter? You know, when you have a Machlokes, you try to be minimalist. You say, he also holds Sofik D'Raisa L'Chumra. He just holds your potter from an Ashram Tali.
But isn't that your example of the double suffix? With one piece, not, no doubt, it's either or. It's one or the other.
No,
with
it's not two, a double suffix.
It is, because both of them is so questionable.
No. You know one is Chayla. We're talking about
right,
you know one is Chayla.
Since you don't know which one, each one has a 50%
right.
chance.
So each one is one suffix.
Right, so that's...
But you're eating one. Well, Sveksveka means you have one piece that's kosher, and one piece that's only Sofek Osir. So if it's this piece, it's Osir. Maybe it's the Mutter piece. And even if it's the Osir piece, we don't know, it's only questionably Osir. So it's like a three-quarters chance in totality. You have like three-quarters, you have three chances to one that it's Mutter. That's a Svek Svek. We're not talking about Svek Svek. We're talking about 50-50. Not 75-25. We're talking about two pieces. One's mutter, one's osir. That's the question, which one you ate, right? So Bechana says, to say that you have to bring an Ashram Tali for Chaticha Achas, you're forced to say that you hold Sofik D'Raisa mutter. Sofik D'Raisa osir. Otherwise, why would you bring an Ashram Tali? So you have no right to jump in the other Mandi Omer and say that he holds Sofik D'Raisa mutter. He could also hold Sofik D'Raisa. You want to lessen Machlokes, not broaden Machlokes. You say he also holds Sofik D'Raisa L'Chumra, and it's Asur. It's a deal. You don't bring an Ashram Tali. To bring an Ashram Tali, you need Ikpa Yisura. Right? You need more Befanecha, more in your face that it's Asur. To bring an Ashram Tali. That's what Mechanan says. You don't like his Hora? Okay, but that's what he asks. He says, ain't hechrich lo malahepech. It's not muchrich to say he holds Sofik D'Raisa's mutter. There is shapi yesh leimar. The gamli didei Sofik osim in atoira. Migol mukom potum yashem tolim. Migzeres hakosim. Michol lemutni beplup the odif. Im kemin alam lasas machleikas b'nei am ashein muchrich lezem in divreya. Vepsil yashiv divin marid. The Rebbe Chanan is going to say a teretz. The chiv and the miyad krochat yichachas mikorbon. That goes really hand in hand. There really is no chiluk between korban and saying it's osur, it's mutter. If the pasuk says that you don't bring a korban for doing it, it's the equivalent of saying it's mutter. Vodin din esmait me yusura. Umatzinu b'chi agavna, he brings a raya to that concept. Linyan chiyav chatos. That you learn out from a pasuk that if two people do malachah Shabbos together, each one... It doesn't matter right now if each one can do it alone, we won't go into that. But they do it together. So you don't bring, it's not a malacha. Now the pasuk says, You don't bring a korban. Pasuk's talking about a korban chatas. You don't bring a chatas. But certainly you learn out, and it's all over Shas, that if two people do a malacha, it's not, there's no chiyuv d'oraisa. You don't get misa for it, there's no chiyuv d'oraisa. So you see, you can extrapolate. If there's no korban, you can assume there's no isser either. He gives another example. Bo, pratna misasek. Misasek by Shabbos, you don't bring a korban, so it's not isser either. He said, Rabbi Kibegi was specific about it. But the Rambam is very clear. That there's no isser by misasek, not just a pitur korban. So he has a few examples that when you mamait something from bringing a carbon, you don't really limit it to just the chi of carbon, but you extrapolate that it's not awesome. The Torah wrote it in the parish of carbon, but there's really no reason to be mechalik. Now, but he's going to come back and answer the question. Ubeikar kushas harashba al haramba miyashim toloi. There's an interesting svara b'chanan. He's going to suggest if he mashes boil a mile, they not say it's mutorim b'toros vaday. Ah, he says very good. If you remember, we said, we really said the same thing. We said that something deraisa mutter l'kula doesn't mean it's mutter. Something deraisa l'kula doesn't mean it's mutter. It's mutter to do, but it's not mutter. Not mutter. It's mutter to take a chance. That's what's mutter. Not mutter to eat chalev. It's not mutter to eat chalev if it's only a suffik chalev. Even the rabbi holds like that. Suffik chalev is osur. You say, according to the rabbi, it's a good riddle. See, suffik deraisa is osur. Suffik deraisa l'kula. L'kula means you're allowed to go eat it. You don't know what to do. You're masupik what to do. So suffik deraisa l'kula means you're allowed to eat it. But you're taking a chance. The Torah is not saying you won't get it by a cop. No guarantees. Torah says you can cross the street if you want without looking, without first looking and finding out if a car's coming. Go ahead, cross the street. I give you permission. This is the father saying to the child, I give you permission to cross the street. So the Volchanan, if that's the din of Safek Deraisa Lekula, it's entirely possible that you still have to bring a carbon. The carbon is brought, the Gemara describes Lashon Talui, that the carbon is brought to protect the person from the consequences of his possible sin, and if he finds out ever that he did a sin, he has to bring a carbon chatos. The Hashem Toli is just a holding pattern to protect him on the tzad that it's taka, he did something osur, so it protects him from punishment. Protects him from punishment until he finds out whether or not it's osur. If he finds out, if he never finds out, so okay, he always has the protection of Darshan Tali. If he finds out it was mutter, he doesn't need protection. He can go home.
Right, but wouldn't that...
And if he finds out it was osur, he has to bring a chatos.
Wouldn't that almost be like sort of a carbon, you know, like a brachava tala?
It's a very good question. The Gemara in Krisus asks it, and it answers that this is what Hashem... It's like the Torah's Hashem said, bring a carbon. So the Hashem said, in this situation, bring a carbon. You're not bringing a carbon on the tzad that there was chet. On the tzad that there was chet, you would have to bring a chatas. In the situation where you don't know if there was chet, so the Torah said, this is the carbon you bring. And if you ultimately find out that it was not a chet, and your question is certainly valid, but the answer is, that it's like saying the Torah's vaday. The Torah said, bring a carbon. This is what I want you to do in this situation. Bring a carbon just in case. But Rabbi Chana's point is that even if something derives a lakula and you're allowed to cross the street, the Torah might say, bring a carbon in case you got hit by a car. Like, buy insurance. It's like saying, you're allowed to cross the street. You cross the street, okay, it's a bad example, because if you cross the street and you got hit by a car, you would know what happened to you. Okay, there's aliens up in Shemayim shooting down laser rays, radioactive laser rays. that give you chas v'shalom cancer. So Hashem said you can cross the street even though they're shooting the rays there. Go take a chance. I give you permission to take a chance. Now you cross the street, you took the chance. Now you don't know what happened. Maybe chas v'shalom it hit you, maybe it didn't. You're going to find out in 10 years. So meanwhile, buy medical insurance. That's what Darshan Tali is. It's insurance. In case chas v'shalom you got sick. So this is the dynamics of Rabbi Chanan. Hashem said you can cross the street. That's what Lakula means. But it's, you know, he's attacking the he's asking a kasha on the Maritz kasha. He's saying the Maritz logical assumption is not so logical after all. It's entirely possible that Safik Yoraisa Lakula, and still you have to bring a carbon. Because maybe because some of the guys at Lakula never said anything was mutter. All it said was Lakula, that you can go eat it. Okay, you ate it. Now maybe it was usur, so you have to protect yourself. If it was usur, until you find out either way, or if you never find out, so you'll have lifetime protection. Like I said, it's like buying medical. Very good muscle, I gave you. You buy medical insurance. So it says buy medical insurance.
Yeah, but also on the other hand, not really. If the carbon is medical insurance, then when you get sick, you use the medical insurance. You don't buy another medical insurance.
Why?
In the carbon cut.
Co-payment. The doctor wants more than the medical insurance. He wants to be paid. He doesn't want your medical insurance payment. Yeah, but you're right. It's not an exact comparison, because here, when you find out, you have to bring a chatos. You have to bring a chatos. Oshem Tali is just a holding pattern. So Rabbi Chanan makes an interesting point that even if it was mutter to do, but since the mutter to do was only go take a chance, see if I care, so to speak, so it's not illogical to say that the Torah would have said, okay, but bring a carbon, just in case. I want you to bring an Oshem Tali.
So by marrying the Bas Yisrael and the Mamzer, he'd have to bring two Karbonot because he doesn't know.
There's no Karis there, so you don't have to worry about Karbon. We're talking about Chalev, eating Chalev, which is a question. Okay, so that's what he says. Eloshenonu Chayavim Lachu Shemuhu Chalev. The last three lines now in the first column. Abul Ba'emus Hoya Chalev Ochal Dvariser Valzetzar Chlovi Yosham. The libo nokfo, he's nervous. Shem achal chaylev, over the surah. Nein letaretz v'lomar. V'chol mokum kiven de rishus achal. He ate it with permission of Hashem. The suffik mutum in atoira, areyu oynis. Maybe that's called an oynis. Kimvur prek beiz de shvuas. Obishas vesta, onusu. Kind of a toises of perik achaylitz. Okay, so Rabbi Chanan suggests, wait a second, maybe the reason I'm wrong is because, again, what is he saying? They asked the kash on the Rambam, how can you hold Sofik Midiraisa Lakula and allow a guy to eat Sofik Chelev, Sofik not Chelev? According to the Mandiyama, you have to bring an Oshem Tolu. Doesn't make sense. Rabbi Chanan said, it doesn't not make sense. Could be he's allowed to eat it, but he still has to bring a carbon. So Rabbi Chanan questions this, that if it was mutter to eat, then you would be an onus. And if it would ultimately turn out that it was osur, you wouldn't have to bring a chatos.
But
you're an onus. An onus doesn't bring a carbon, only a shogeg does. Here he was an onus. The Torah said he could do it.
Doesn't that go against then the status, though, of the, if you will, the legal status of Suffolk? Because now you're bringing an Oshem Tolui just in case, and when you find out you got to bring in Chatas, that's the either or. That's not the technical or the legal status of Suffolk anymore.
You're right. But Rabbi Chanan wants to know why he's not an onus. Since the Torah said he's allowed to do it, it should be an onus. A new status, it should be a status of onus. See, Oshem Tolui is to protect him just in case. But But the chatos, I guess you bring more because you did something also. And why isn't he called an oinus? I don't see why he should be called an oinus. The Torah didn't order him to eat it. Well, Bechanan's going to say it's not like that in the next paragraph. He's going to bring Raya's wool over Shas, that you're not necessarily an oinus if something's mutter to do. If it's technically mutter to do, then it turns out it was also if not an oinus. His first example is if a woman gets married, I'll be witnesses. Witnesses say her husband died. So she gets married. If her husband turns out to be alive, she has to bring a carbon chatos. When do you say she's an onus? You listen to the Torah. The Torah said you can listen to two witnesses. That's one example. Another example is a yochid that did something with Bezdin Paskins. So he has to bring a chatos, even though he's an onus. He certainly wasn't clear to assume they made a mistake.
Does the man also have to bring a chatos?
Yes.
I'm assuming.
So he's back this question on the Rashba. What of the Rashba? I mean, he calls it a question on the Rashba, not a terrace on the Rambam. Rashba is on the Rambam. How could it be if you have to bring an Oshem Toloi? Chanan says, I don't see the big kasha. It could be you have to bring an Oshem Toloi anyway. So the last paragraph, he says an interesting svara. Not much logic, but you have to think, which way does your mind work? What's the logic? He says, the Rashba looks at it this way. If the guy comes and asks a question, am I allowed to eat this? I do have to be worried it's chaylev. According to the Rambam, you would tell him, no, you don't have to worry about it. Relax, eat it. Es gesunt eit. If, to say that after he ate it, he now has to be choshesh that maybe it was chaylev. And he has to bring a carbon. He said, what happened? Nothing happened, nothing changed. He said, the Rashba holds it, there's a certain lack of logic. Just because he ate it, things got worse. Before he ate it, he does not have to be afraid maybe it's chaylev. You're saying lakula. You don't have to be afraid maybe it's chaylev. Then you're saying, once you eat it, you have to be afraid it's chaylev. You have to bring an Oshem Toloi. Because the only bring an Oshem Toloi is maybe it's chaylev. You think there's something illogical about that. So it's good homework to think about.
If you're telling him to eat it, and you're telling him after you eat it, you're going to have to bring an Oshem Toloi.
Rabbi Chanan's logical point now is not so much the korban as the chashash of maybe it's chaylev. Before he eats it, you're telling him you don't have to be afraid it's chaylev. Then he eats it, and now you're telling him, by the way, you have to be afraid maybe it's chaylev, and you have to bring a korban.
Right, but when he ate it, there was no suffering.
Sure it was.
No, you told him beforehand, it's not chaylev.
No, you didn't. No. That, you see, that's the whole point. Suffolk derives a lakula doesn't say it's not chaylev. It says you can cross the street without looking. You can take a chance. So here's Rabbi Chanan. It's pure logic. You can think about it. You can form your own opinion. First, he brought down the kasha. Then he said he doesn't see why it's shver. It's entirely possible that it's mutter to do. But it might be chaylev still. It's only mutter, it means you don't have to be afraid. But lemaisa, maybe it was chaylev, so you have to bring a carbon to protect you. You have to buy medical insurance. So now Imam doesn't understand the Rashba's kasha on the Rambam. Now he's saying, maybe the Rashba holds, and he says a cute little svara, like, the Rashba holds, like, why would anything change? It's because he ate it. Before he ate it, he's saying, don't be afraid. Now he ate it, he's saying, be afraid. I don't see. I could see that. Before he ate it, he said, listen, you want to eat it, I'm not going to stop you. I think the Torah is not saying it's mutter to do. Maybe this answers his kasha about oinus also.
Well, no, sort of that does make sense, because before he eats it, it has, computer terms, it has virtual chaylev. Afterwards, it has actually potential.
Yeah. It's a taka worse after he ate it, because now maybe he ate chaylev. I think that, to me, the answer is, also I just want to add to it a little, that the Torah didn't say it's mutter to do. The Torah said, go ahead and do it. It's a different thing. The Torah said, I don't care. Cross the street with your eyes closed. I don't mind. Go take a chance. You don't want, almost as if the Torah is saying, leave me out of it. You want to take a chance, take a chance. I'm not forbidding you to take a chance. But I'm not saying it's go do it. So both Rabbi Chanan's question about why isn't he an Ones, I think the whole question from Ones was assuming that the Torah says, go do it. I don't think the Rabbi holds the Torah says, go do it. The Torah says, do what you want. It doesn't say, go do it. So you're not an Ones, and therefore it's not illogical to say you might still have to bring a carbon as medical insurance. But he's saying now a svara. Okay, he's going back and forth to say a svara that it's not. He says now it's not svara to say that you do have to be afraid. Maybe it's chelav after you've eaten it. Okay, you can think about it. Food for thought. I will stop there. Food for thought.